Would the Senate please come to order? Will members please vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 19 members present.
Please stand for the invocation by our chaplain today, Senator Bert Stedman.
Heavenly Father, we ask for your assistance as we deliberate today. Give us your guidance as we listen and speak on matters important to all of the people of Alaska. With your assistance today, we will be productive and successful. Also, we ask that you watch over our friends and family while we are busy dealing with the issues of the state. Amen.
Amen. Senator Ben Stevens, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 120th and 121st legislative days and the first supplement of the second session of the 23rd legislature and for Senate Supplement Number 8 and House and Senate Joint Journal Supplement Number 19.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Supplement be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, the journal and supplements will be approved as certified. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread upon the journal. Mr. Majority Leader.
Move and ask unanimous consent Senator Cowdery be shown as excused through Friday, June 25th for medical reasons.
Without objection, Senator will be shown as excused for medical reasons. Brings us down to introduction of guests. Senator Elton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I've served in the legislature for 10 years, and I've never had the opportunity to introduce the two people in the gallery behind me. They prefer visiting at this time of the year rather than in the winter. And they're the two people that are responsible for anything good that I might do, and I'm responsible, of course, for anything bad that I have done. But I'd like the body to help me welcome two of the most important people in my life, my mother, Shirley, and my father, Claude, visiting from Arizona.
Do we have any other guests for introduction? Seeing none, it brings us down to messages from the governor.
I have no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House?
I have no messages from the House.
Communications?
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees?
There are no standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 101 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the governor, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to and limiting appropriations from the Alaska Permanent Fund based on an average percent of the fund market value.
Finance.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 102 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the governor, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to and limiting appropriations from the Alaska Permanent Fund based on an averaged percent of the fund market value and relating to permanent fund dividend payments.
Finance.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 103 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the governor, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to an appropriation limit.
Finance.
Those are all the resolutions for introduction.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 1001 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the governor. An act relating to taxes on cigarettes and tobacco products, to tax stamps on cigarettes, to forfeiture of cigarettes and of property used in the manufacture, transportation, possession, or sale of unstamped cigarettes, to accounting for and use of part of the proceeds of the additional cigarette tax, and to licenses and licensees under the Cigarette Tax Act relating to unfair cigarette sales and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce.
Senate Bill Number 1002 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the governor. An act providing for a special deposit for workers' compensation insurers relating to assigned risk pools and workers' compensation insurers relating to the Board of Governors of the Alaska Insurance Guarantee Association, stating the intent of the legislature and setting out limitations concerning the interpretation, construction, and implementation of workers' compensation laws, relating to restructuring the Alaska workers' compensation system, eliminating the Alaska Workers' Compensation Board, establishing a division of workers' compensation within Department of Labor and Workforce Development, and assigning certain Alaska Workers' Compensation Board functions to the division and the Department of Labor and Workforce Development, establishing a Workers' Compensation Appeals Commission, assigning certain functions of the Alaska Workers' Compensation Board to the Workers' Compensation Appeals Commission and the Office of Administrative Hearings relating to agreements that discharge workers' compensation liability, providing for administrative law judges in workers' compensation proceedings, relating to workers' compensation awards, relating to an employer's failure to insure and keep insured or provide security, providing for appeals from compensation orders relating to workers' compensation proceedings, providing for Supreme Court jurisdiction of appeals from the Workers' Compensation Appeals Commission, providing for a maximum amount for the cost of living adjustment for workers' compensation benefits, providing for additional for administrative penalties for employers uninsured or without adequate security for workers' compensation relating to fraudulent acts or false or misleading statements in workers' compensation, and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 1003 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act relating to the income of and appropriations from the Alaska Permanent Fund under Article 9, Section 15B, Constitution of the State of Alaska, and making conforming amendments relating to permanent fund dividend payments of at least $1,000, relating to the determination of net income of the Mental Health Trust Fund, and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Senate Bill Number 1004 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act providing for and relating to the issuance of general obligation bonds for the purpose of paying the cost of design, construction, and major maintenance of facilities at the University of Alaska, and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Senate Bill Number 1004 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act providing for and relating to the issuance of general obligation bonds for the purpose of paying the cost of state surface transportation projects, and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Those are all the Senate bills for introduction.
Thank you. Just a side note for the new members to the body. If you'll notice, the resolutions in a special session started with 101. That's because generally in a regular session, you have a couple of dozen resolutions. You never get up to the hundreds. And also for the bills, we started with 1001. If there were to be a second special session, you would start with 2001. And that's how you can tell the difference if you're looking back at different pieces of legislation. We have no data calendar, so that brings us down to unfinished business. Do we have unfinished business to come before the body? Seeing none, can we have just a brief at ease? Senate, come back to order, please. Senator Seekins.
Thank you, Mr. President. Under Uniform Rule 23A, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that the publication notice requirements for public hearing be waived for Senate Bill 1002 for a meeting that will be scheduled for 1:30 this afternoon by the Judiciary Committee.
Thank you. Senator Bundy.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, would like to move under Rule 23A and ask permission that I might schedule a Labor and Commerce Committee meeting discussing the tobacco tax that was referred. And that meeting will, the time and place of that meeting is pending notification at this point. Okay. I need to check with the committee members, see about their conflicts.
Maybe before we get to announcements, we can get that worked out.
I will take care of that. Thank you.
Senator Wilkin.
Mr. President, are we under unfinished business?
Yes.
I move and ask unanimous consent. I'd be excused and subject to a call. 8 o'clock plane time, Friday, June 25th to July, morning plane time, July 7th. Personal business.
Can we have a brief at ease? Without objections, Senator Wilkin will be shown as excused on those days. Senator Bundy.
Mr. President, thank you. And regarding Bill 1001, the tobacco tax issue, Labor Commerce will attempt a meeting at 2:30 today in the our regular room, the Belts Room.
The Belts Room. Okay. Do we have other unfinished business? And that brings us down to announcements. Senator Wilkin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just for your knowledge, Senate Finance has been scheduled for 3 o'clock. It's our intent to take the bills in order that have been referred to us this morning, and we will have the sponsor introduction and questions from the committee, and that would be the extent of our discussion on those bills today.
Any other? Senator Seekins.
Just to follow up as an official announcement, the Judiciary Committee now will meet at 1:30 in our regular meeting room and on Senate Bill 1002.
Any other announcements? Seeing none, special orders. Oh, and just, I guess under special orders, the Speaker and I have decided that in the special session there will not be any citations. So if anybody was considering citations. Any special orders? No. Mr. Majority Leader.
Stand adjourned until 9 a.m. Wednesday, June 23rd.
9 a.m. on Wednesday.